Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
a man... We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, past chairman of the Independent Community Bankers Association, ICBA, and he's our resident banker. He's been around with us since the beginning, the first full year we were on the air. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since then. Michael, we're talking about the new financial regulations that are being debated in Congress. The bill hasn't made it through. I mean, it could fail, couldn't it?
Absolutely, the bill could fail. Ain't over until it's over.
What would you lament the most, if it passed or if it failed?
What would I lament the most?
Yeah. Which one?
You know, like, man, how would you feel about your mother-in-law driving your new Porsche over the cliff?
Some good, some bad. You know,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess whether it passes or whether it fails, if it did fail, I would lament the fact that we didn't have the stamina and the courage and the political courage to deal with too big to fail, and that's the greatest financial tragedy.
But does this bill actually effectively do that?
It's a beginning. You know, there's no legislation, Jim, that effectively accomplishes everything that was the original intention of Congress.
Right.
All legislation
falls short.
Goes into place, and then it is tweaked and manipulated and
promulgated
and corrected over the next 5 or 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
So there's no bill that just goes in and occurs and produces the desired
but it
result.
Sounds like
always
you,
unintended consequences.
It sounds like you think this bill needs to have a chance to fly and to get things started right now.
Well, you know, it's impossible to say. There's 2,300 pages that will land on the industry, and all I know is that if in fact this bill does pass, that ICBA has just gone miles and miles to reduce the damage to community banks.
And we appreciate that, Mike, because small business owners, people don't realize how much small business owners depend upon independent community banks. Mike, you heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again. I don't even want to think about where I would be right now if it weren't for an independent community bank. I don't even want to think about it. I would not be here talking to you right now, Mike, if it weren't for an independent community bank. Mike, speaking of which, you've told me before that we got a handful of banks, big banks, that own, that control half of the assets, banking assets in the country. We got about 7,000 or so independent banks. We had 8,000 3 years ago. What's the direction of independent community banks? What's the landscape look like for independent community banks?
Well, there's no doubt that we'll continue to see consolidation in the industry over the next 5 years or so, and some small. So the industry is going to contract.
Is that going to be because the economy is not going to make it fertile for them, or because the consolidation is going to be a healthy thing?
I think it'll be primarily because of consolidation produced by economies of scale banking.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't sound like a good scenario for small business, though, Mike.
Well, it is and it isn't. It isn't in that it reduces competition, which is never good in a free market environment. Those community banks that come out of the end of the pipeline, I believe, will be very strong, very healthy.
But will they be friendly to small business, Mike? Because
absolutely,
when you say
they have.
When you say economies of scale, that sounds like credit scoring to me.
Well, no, economies of scale is handled very effectively through ICBA, through corporations that aggregate our services.
So yeah, okay, that's
today,
good.
Yeah, today I use our securities solution and our mortgage solution and our credit card solution and other solutions that I'm too small to really be in. But we're able to aggregate cooperatively with thousands of other banks in the nation that give us the economies of scale to compete. That's important.
I'm just worried about. I like it when we have a lot of independent community banks, Mike. I think entrepreneurship, the American economy, entrepreneurship, and small business have an advantage when there are many independent community banks.
No question about it. I believe we will continue to be the only nation in the world that still has lots of community banks.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
Compare us to the rest of the world.
Yeah. And that's what makes the economy, our U.S. economy, what it is today. Hey, Mike, I've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thanks for the great report today. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, Jim.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, president of Easton Bank and Trust. It's eastonbankandtrust.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Mike will be back another day. He's a great resource for us. We can't do without him. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.